Hey, my friends. Welcome to your worldwide broadcast of your Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research as we do every single day for my friends and family and our Health Masters customers. Thank you guys for the support. And we'll give you guys a heads up about a couple people asked me on the new website as far as the auto ships. We ended up, when we transferred over to the Health Masters 2.0, we had to cancel all the original auto ships because they were starting to overlap on the new site the way they were setting up. Long story short, if you haven't got an auto ship in a month and you had one, all you need to do is place another auto ship order, and these things are done, permanent fix. You can go in here and you subscribe and save 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. Super simplistic. And then you can also go in and modify or change your subscription at any time in your site up here in your account. So you can go up in the account and modify it all you want with subscriptions right here. Really simplistic, but we had to cancel all of them when we switched over that. So if you had some, you haven't got anything a month, all you need is place a new subscription and it will be in the system like that. And you can modify and control it for the rest of Health Masters 2.0 eternity.
Well, the reason we had to do this is that the old site wouldn't integrate with the other stuff that we were trying to do online.
With Shopify.
With Shopify. Yep. And so we had no choice. We had to replace the entire site again.
Yeah.
And so thank you for your patience. It means a lot to us.
But this one's running great now. I'm getting a lot of
this one's running positive feedback,
a lot of positive
reviews. This one's actually doing more now than the old site did, the old dinosaur site.
And I'm giving you guys a heads up. Ample warning, if there's anybody still using the old dinosaur site, it is being phased out. It is no longer going to be available probably.
We can't get the proper updates for the Drupal program that it's on.
Site works great. There's no issues with it. Mm-hmm. But this has so many more features with the Shop Pay, with the Apple Pay, with the subscriptions, with the points. There's no reason not to use this new site. It's easier. It's faster. It's more efficient. It's super, super quick.
I know the reason.
Why?
They don't want to.
Well, pretty soon it's not going to be a choice anymore that I can update. So it'll be pretty soon.
So if you guys will really accommodate us, and we appreciate it, by going to the new site, it'd be great. The problem that we have is a lot of folks don't watch the show who get product from us, and they don't know about the new site, even though we're trying to put flyers into the boxes now.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. By the way, I had a friend of mine the other day contacted me, and they've got all kinds of mental problems, and they're vegans. And, this is a big deal.
Talk about B12, remember?
No, we're also talking about omega-3 fat, too, okay, from fish oil, because they won't do it. I'm talking they're vegans.
Full vegan, nothing from any animal.
Nothing from any animal. And the problem with that is that it's just a lie. I'm sorry. So if you're vegan, it's not a healthy diet. And this lady, bless her, has all kinds of mental issues. She's got all kinds of health issues. She's sick all the time. She bruises real bad. I mean, she gets down on when she goes to the gym and works out, she's bruised up. I mean, it's awful. And I told her, I said, you've got to cut out this mess, man. I said, it's bad enough if you're a lacto vegetarian and you're, doing cheese or butter and that kind of stuff. That's okay. You could get away with that, especially if you're, eating eggs. But, the reality is when you go straight vegan, it's a mess. In fact, there's an article I'm going to post for you. It's called The Vegan Backfire, The Truth Behind the Anti-Meat Agenda. Now, I really don't talk about it very much, but, it is. A problem that people have, and there's all kinds of issues, especially mentally when you do this, and there's all kinds of arguments against meat, ethical and efficiency and health and CO2 and better alternatives and spiritual religious, a lot of people want to be, basically a vegetarian. The reality is this, the Bible doesn't say to be a vegetarian. It doesn't. Now, in the beginning, it was with Adam and Eve in the garden. It was. But then God released man to eat clean meat. But he told very specific guidelines. He said, there's certain things you don't eat. You don't eat vultures. You don't eat, cats. You don't eat dogs. You don't eat, possum. You don't eat squirrel. You don't eat rats. There's certain things you don't eat. Other things are okay to eat. And he says that if you eat the wrong things, you're going to end up basically having all kinds of horrible diseases. But if you eat the good things, you'll be fine. But I want to just post this article for you guys to read it and let you realize that it's not necessary to be a vegan. And if you are going to be a vegan, of course, you're going to have to do fish oil. You're going to have to take omega-3 fats. You got no choice. You're going to have to take your supplements. You're going to have to take your B12. Just do me a favor. Don't be a vegan. I don't know what to say anything about it. It's just at least put eggs into your diet. So you get the sulfur from the egg yolk and butter. Use real butter to cook in. If you're doing all that, and you're basically being a lactose vegetarian, it's not as bad. I did it years ago. I was a vegetarian, lacto vegetarian for years. Man, I dropped down to 157 pounds. I mean, I was like, I looked awful. And I mean, I used to do, you know, I used to do like, I guess it was like 27 or 30 reps of 200 pounds on bench. And I remember one day I was doing this vegetarian thing. I jumped on bench and I tried to do 200 pounds. Luckily, it was a Smith machine, Austin.
Yeah.
I didn't like crush myself. I couldn't even do 200 pounds at one time. And I thought, this is awful. And I said, I'm not doing this. And so I lost so much strength. So if you're going to do the vegan thing, just do the lactose vegan thing and realize it's not something that you have to do to be healthy. In fact, you better be supplementing your diet with the fish oil and with all kinds of other things if you're going to do it. By the way, there's a singer named Sabrina Carpenter. Have you ever heard of her, Austin?
No, I've not.
I normally wouldn't even say anything about her because I've never heard of the girl. But she did a real raunchy performance protesting for trans rights. In other words, she was promoting trans rights, you know, at the 2025 MTV Awards. And the sad part about this is when I see this stuff, I don't know why everyone says this computer plays stuff when the volume's on, because it's on part of this website. It said, but Sabrina Carpenter sparks debates when she starts basically promoting trans rights. And she had a bunch of real perverts come out on the stage with her that had some serious mental issues. And so, you know, if you got kids that are watching this stuff or listening to her, make sure that you delete her from their behavioral repertoire. But I'm going to start with this. This is important. Sabrina Carpenter was born in 1999, so she's 25, 26 years old. And she basically was on the Disney Channel, also. Imagine that.
Yeah.
She was part of the Disney Grooming Sites series, you know, kind of like with Miley Cyrus and Christina Aguilera. And she did all kinds of stuff. And then she joined Islands Records. And so the problem with these girls are once they start doing this stuff and they start getting more and more into this whole Kabbalist, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan, transgender mess, their careers get bigger and bigger. In 2008 through 2014, she had a breakthrough at Disney. Yeah, there you go. She was one of 7,000 entered the online singing contest, the next Miley Cyrus project run by Miley Cyrus. She placed third in 2010 around the time she signed with manager Bill Pearlman. Carpenter's first acting role, I'm not going to read you any more because I'm not going to promote her, but she's doing a big trans thing. So if you've got kids out there right now, do yourself a favor and keep them away from her, period. What do you think, Austin?
Almost all the music industry, all the major mainstream music industry individuals are all involved in promoting transgenderism now. It's become very, very prevalent.
The Kabbalists.
Yeah, that's the Hollywood way. That's what they want out there. That's the music industry. And so what they've done is now they've found that that's one of the most effective ways to introduce this type of deviant behavior to the younger generation through music and through music videos, because they're so prevalent now with social media and they're so actively available anywhere you want to look at them. I mean, you just type in her name, probably pops up on every social media platform, and those videos are probably getting algorithmed to the very top of the list. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Be very, very aware of that, because a lot of this stuff – remember, and a lot of that music stuff, they have all these little subliminal stuff that they put in it, all these nuances.
Yeah.
I mean, like that one little fat queer boy, Lil Nas, we did that video. Oh, no, he's a complete and total flaming homosexual pervert. I mean, he does a video where he goes to hell in that doggone music video, and he's sitting on Satan's lap acting like he's doing stuff. I mean, I'm just a complete pervert. The crazy part about it is that video is open on YouTube. There's no restriction on it.
Amazing how YouTube blocks us and they put that up.
But now you put something on there, like you put a war film or you put some other type of conflict on a YouTube video and they put an 18-year-old warning on it.
We had a guy that was doing meetings over in Lakeland, and he played part of one of Lil Nas' things one time. And it showed the Tree of Life, and it was all bright rainbow colors for the gay people. And they had a big snake in the tree, which is symbolized the Ein Sof, the snake in a tree that the Kabbalists believe in. And I remember I told the guy who was doing the presentation, I said, you need to let me speak for about 30, 40 seconds on what you just showed everybody.
Yes, everybody gets what you just saw. But a lot of it was subliminal.
But he refused. He refused to let me talk about it. That whole thing he was doing just fizzled out. But the reality is that nobody wants to talk about what's really going on. They don't want to touch it because they don't want to offend the homosexual community. And I'm going to say it again. I don't care what gays do. Just leave me and my family out of the loop. But when they try to force you to try to accept what they're doing and endorse it, that's where I draw the line on.
Well, and there's been numerous videos I've watched where, I mean, you've had interviews where guys that are blatantly homosexual have come out and said, we don't support any of this agenda, this transgender agenda, this push on kids, this pedophilia crap. They don't want anything to do with it either. Someone wants to go be involved in something, their own personal time at their house, that's not my problem. Not my monkey, not my circus. But when you start pushing this stuff out in the mainstream, when you start trying to drag kids into it, that's when it all changes. Speaking of kids now, this is interesting. The FDA now, via Robert F. Kennedy Jr., conducting an intense investigation of the childhood deaths that followed the COVID shots. This is interesting here. It says they basically are using the data from the VAERS reporting system as well as autopsy reports, interviews of families of lost children. Head of the FDA, Marty Makary, says the VAERS data shown as August 29th showed 202 deaths of children 17 and younger directly following the COVID-19 vaccination. That's some suspect that is much, much higher. And so apparently they're going to be doing a big full-blown investigation of this now. We'll see if they're actually going to come up with some truth or if they're just going to try to, you know, bury this in the ground.
Well, we've got a problem because Trump fired a warning shot at JFK about vaccines.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was on Daily Mail. And that says a vaccine war opens up a chasm in the Republican Party because so many of these Republican legislatures are being given so much money by
these manufacturers. They get so many kickbacks from pharmaceutical companies. It's insane.
Well, it says a rift is growing between President Donald Trump and other prominent players in the GOP. Trump appears to be at odds with Kennedy on the importance of vaccines when it comes to public health. During a press conference in the Oval Office, Trump told reporters that you have some vaccines that are so amazing. The polio vaccine, I happen to think, is amazing. Doesn't mention the mention of Simeon 40 that was in it. The president also noted that you have to be very careful when you say that some people don't have to be vaccinated. Senator Roger Marshall, a Kansas Republican who was an OBGYN, here we go, before entering politics, told Margaret Brennan of CBS Sunday that Trump chose Kennedy to be a disruptor to the CDC, and that's exactly what he's doing. Marshall also added that, in his humble opinion, not every person needs every vaccine before asking not to be labeled as a non-vaxxer person because he has raised money for polio vaccinations. And he goes, I'm not going to say what he's going to say now because I disagree with it. So Kennedy has been labeled as an anti-vaxxer and was accused of effectively denying people vaccines during a hearing before the U.S. Senate Finance Committee on Thursday. No, he wasn't. He called these people liars.
That's exactly right.
And see, they're twisting this whole thing here.
They're doing such a spin on this
whole
story.
Oh, my gosh. Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy, a former physician who chairs the Senate's Health Committee, also took time on Thursday to call out Kennedy for his differences with Trump on the issue of vaccine. Cassidy asked Kennedy if Trump could get a Nobel Prize for his work pushing the development of the COVID shot. Shot and the warp speed. I mean, he wants now Trump to get a Nobel Prize for that. Kennedy replied that Trump should get the award despite arguing the course of the presidential campaign last year. Then opponent and current boss has a weakness for swamp creatures, especially corporate monopolies. He was saying that about Trump before he got involved with Trump. And he said there's corporate monopolies, there's lobbyists, and their money calling Operation Warp Speed one of the most devastating instances of Trump's weaknesses. But not the only one. That's what he said before he started getting hooked up with Trump. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, you know, they're buddy buddies, and so now they're dealing with all that.
Well, in here, it shows right here, it's another article that came out from The Defender. It says Fauci misled Trump on the COVID vaccine efficacy in 2020, but yet Trump won't come clean on it and just own it.
I know.
I think that's one of the biggest pet peeves I have about this whole thing, because if Trump came out and he said, listen, Operation Warp Speed was my op, I allowed Fauci and a lot of these guys to take point on it with HHS because they knew more about this than I did. We gave grants to pharmaceutical companies. They told us what was happening. They told us that these shots were 95% effective. I got bamboozled. My bad. I'm not going to let it happen again. He's still doubling down on it. Actually, it's the greatest thing he's ever done. It says right here, it says data from randomized controlled trials prove the COVID-19 vaccine failed to reach clinically significant efficacy against infections. Furthermore, evidence suggests that in 2020, public health officials who failed to fully disclose that at a very, very low absolute efficacy of vaccines misled Trump about the efficacy of the vaccines. This is when they came out and said it's 95% effective in preventing hospitalization. Well, it's actually 80%. Well, it's like 60%. Well, it's like 32%. It actually doesn't stop it at all. It doesn't stop you from getting it. It doesn't stop you from spreading it.
It's sad, but it's true.
I mean, pretty much verbatim. That's what happened. But that was over a line of like a year, year and a half. And finally, it's like, well, what does it do? Well, it makes you unbelievably sick. Yeah.
Well, no, it doesn't work unless you've had your vaccine.
Yeah, my shot doesn't work unless you got your shot.
And it says Trump also sought to distance himself from the Sunshine State's vaccine plans.
Oh, yeah.
You have vaccines that work. That's just pure and simple work, Trump also noted in the Oval Office. They're not controversial at all, and I think those vaccines should be used. Otherwise, some people are going to catch it, and they endanger other people. And when you don't have any controversy at all, I think people should take it, he said.
Oh, Florida's getting eviscerated right now with all the mainstream.
It's great.
Yeah, they're just blasted Florida. Okay, but they said there's going to be a resurgence of every single major disease in the entire world that's going to pop up in Florida. Well, here's my question about that. They've already said that the vast majority of children and adults have already had these vaccines, right? Well, doesn't that mean everybody already has immunity if the vaccines work so good? So if you stop taking them, why the concept of having to get vaccine after vaccine after vaccine after vaccine over and over and over and over and over again, the same vaccine, means they work like crap compared to natural immunity. Think about it. Why do you have to get 18 boosters of the COVID shot? They did this big spiel on the Washington Post. It's all about Florida. And they said, you know, COVID's going to start resurging in Florida now. The elderly people can't get the shot. And people that need it can't get it now. They have to try to go find physicians that will give it to them. Well, dude, if you're still looking for a COVID vaccine, you got to admit that's a pretty poor vaccine if you have to continually get 2 to 3 boosters every single year to make sure you're up to date on it. Remember, the only way these guys make continual money with these shots is they have to keep reoccurring customers. One shot ain't going to make that much money long term. Not going to do it. They have to continue to tell the population, you got to get your booster, you got to get your booster, you got
to
get your booster.
You have to have repeat purchase.
Repeat purchasers, or else it's just single-time purchase. And that was one other story. It says significant glyphosate is being found in eggs now. It said chickens sold in grocery stores traced back to GMO poultry feed.
It's corn.
Now, this is a lot of this has to do with non-organic eggs now, but they're saying that a lot of these eggs, just regular eggs on the market, are starting to show up extremely high doses of glyphosate. It said the herbicides entering the poultry production through residues and genetically engineered feed back to corn that they're giving them now. And so this is starting to become a problem because they're giving them more and more and more of this feed, and it's causing a problem.
You know, we had chickens here for years. I had about 15 of them.
Yeah, I know.
And we were buying the organic feed for them.
It's expensive.
It's like $70-$80 a bag. And, yeah. I mean, and the eggs ended up costing so much more than buying organic eggs at the grocery store. And it was so frustrating because I really wanted to have the chickens here, but it was just a pain trying to keep the things fed with organic
eggs. They do like
eggs.
Scraps, though. You could give
them chicken carcasses and bones.
Eggshells.
Chicken likes to eat chickens.
They
weird.
Don't mind. No. We had some of those organic rotisseries, and we get done with them. We just throw them out there with the chickens.
Gone.
They're gone. Just gone. Got the next day. There's nothing there. I'm like, golly.
Finally, one of my daughters forgot to close the hen one night.
Got like a fox or something.
Fox, possum or something got him. Oh, by the way, Pope Leo is turning into a real mess. And I'm sorry for you Catholics. You know, you guys have got some really bad leaders. He basically names a pro-LGBT artist who hosted an obscene exhibit to lead the Vatican's Academy for Fine Arts. Pope Leo the 14th appointed Christina Perella as president of the Pontifical Academy of Fine Arts, though Perella has organized sexually explicit pro-homosexual art displays in recent years. This is so sad. She had all this sick stuff. The Vatican announced on Saturday that the Pope appointed her to do all of this stuff. And now Catholics all over the world are in massive protest for what he's doing. And it's kind of like that song by The Who.
Won't get fooled again.
Meet the new boss.
Oh, yeah. Same as the old boss.
Same as the old boss. One of the greatest rock songs ever done, by the way. If you like rock music. You probably didn't think I'd say that, did you? But it's a great song. It's got great lyrics and really good sound to it.
This is an interesting article. It says Trump urges foreign companies to obey U.S. immigration laws. They raided this Hyundai plant the other day, if you saw this, and they had like 475 workers who were Korean, South Korean nationals who were basically here illegally. They weren't even supposed to be working. That's a significant amount of workers from Korea working.
Here's the thing I have that's bothersome to me. I've got some friends that are from Norway.
Yeah.
Okay? And they're in school here on student visas. And all these students and all these people from all these different countries now are all paranoid. They're all saying, we don't want to leave the country yet because we may not be able to get back in again. And I'm not talking Norwegians. I'm talking everybody from everywhere doesn't want to come to the United States anymore, or they don't want to leave the United States to try to get back in because their lives are here.
Yeah.
And here these guys are working in this factory with Hyundai.
Yeah.
You know, they're not hurting anything. They're producing Hyundai. You know, they're basically good, solid citizens here that are working, that are basically immigrants that are probably on a work visa. And all of a sudden, we're going to deport 400 of them now. Which is going to cripple this plant. You can't just replace the main people out of house.
No, you can't. I mean, it's the thing about it is, though, I think some of the aspect of it, because you got to look at both sides of it, right? So that 475 people that got pulled out, those also technically, if you look at it, would be taking 475 U.S. jobs away from people that are U.S. citizens here. No, follow what I'm saying with this. If you start having this on a larger, larger aggregate scale with these major corporations, it basically sends a note that you don't have to follow immigration laws. It doesn't matter. You just come here legally. You automatically get a job with a company, and you can do anything you want. And then you bring your family in, and their family brings their family in. And hence why we've had 20, 30 million illegals into the country under the Biden administration. The problem is it starts doing, it starts putting a massive strain on a lot of the social, as far as aspects of it, when it comes to finances, because remember, a lot of these people end up getting all types of benefits. This happened with a lot of the illegals when they came here under Biden. They come here and they get work cards and they get bus cards and they get housing subsidies. Look at the doggone subdivision that BlackRock came in. See, there's two sides of the story you look at, and both of them, it's, there's no good aspect to it.
Remember what Hemingway said, that sign of true genius is the ability to look at both sides of an argument equally, fervently on both sides. So let's argue the other side for a second.
Yeah.
Okay? My mom came from Germany.
Right.
She spoke no English. She had to come in and learn basic English. She had to learn the Constitution. She had to become a citizen of the United States.
Yeah.
You know, she came over with my father, who was an American citizen. And, you know, and she basically integrated.
She did it all legally.
She did it all legally. And she integrated in. So, you know, the problem that I have in some cases is the fact that my mom was an immigrant. I'm a first-generation American.
Right.
That when I see this stuff, it bothers me because I know that my mom was here legally and she did what she was supposed to do and she worked extremely hard to be here in the United States.
Yeah.
Now, that's number one. Number two, when I was a kid, you know, I went out a few times and I picked some citrus.
Yeah.
All right. And it was primarily white people picking citrus.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick on the white people for a minute. Haven't offended you guys lately. And so, well, just give me a second. And so what happened is we basically would go out on this in these grove picking buses. And I knew the guy who was running it, so I was pretty safe. I was only like 13 years old. And I would go out and I could make, you know, I could pick like 50 boxes of fruit a day, which is a lot, by the way, for a 13-year-old. And I did it probably a couple dozen times. And then I realized that the demographics now has changed in all of this. First of all, the fruit's gone. Citrus is done.
That citrus is gone in Florida.
But, you know, but the problem is then pretty soon, you know, before the whites were doing it, the blacks were doing it. And then the Hispanic do it now. And now we bring all these people in for agriculture, like from other countries, primarily, you know, from South America.
Right.
And so the same thing is true with the sheetrock in the United States.
Well, the drywall.
I know. I used to hang drywall. I used to do that, too. And I remember it was all white people. It was all white people. Now it's all Hispanic.
Well, they came in, and it is. And I watched it happen. You saw it too in the housing industry. They came in and undercut everybody's prices.
Well, they did. And then what happened? The white people couldn't make money on it anymore, so they started doing other things. And so then I saw the same thing happen with roofing.
Yeah.
You know, now there are some good white people out there still doing roofing. And so we have one of our great customer comes in. He basically runs roofing crews.
Yeah.
But a lot of, you know, the people out there now doing roofing are basically Hispanic. And so the problem that we have is a lot of the skill set that we had one time, you know, with sheetrock or roofing and all these other things with the white people that were doing it, they don't want to do it anymore, or they've quit doing it, or they've passed away, or whatever.
Yeah.
And so now we have a big job gap. If we don't have the people doing this from other countries, we don't have the ability to have it done. And so I'm not saying that the Hyundai worker is an example of this, but the problem is that, you know, we gave these guys a Krispy Kreme donut sign.
No, especially under the Biden administration.
We let them in.
Yeah.
And we said, hey, free Krispy Kreme donuts for everybody, and we're going to be free everything. Now, mind you, I agree with you on this. You know, the stuff that we give these immigrants and all the subsidies, but that one woman that I know from Norway who's on a student visa, the Norwegian government pays for her doggone tuition.
Do they?
Yeah, because it's a socialist state. You know, so she applied for a student visa over here. She's over here in school, and she's in the United States legally. You know, so the problem that we run into is that there's a lot of different rules for thee and not for me.
A ton of variables.
Oh, my gosh. And so you end up in a situation where you think, well, it's great. So let's go stake out Home Depot. We're gonna get in the van right now, pretend we're construction workers, and we're going to start tasing everybody who looks Hispanic. Well, yeah, that's not okay.
That whole thing's gone out of control with it, especially, I mean, because you're turning these job sites, not job sites, these job stores like Lowe's and Home Depot into basically these, like, everybody's just paranoid to go there. I mean, imagine, and they've already had this happen multiple times now. They've had to, like, kind of, like, scrape it on the rug. Somebody's Hispanic. They're perfectly legal. They were born here. They're walking on Home Depot, and all of a sudden
you get deported.
The wrong name's Rodriguez. All of a sudden they get jumped on by ICE and zip-tied. They're like, dude, what are you doing? I got a U.S. passport. Get off me, bro.
I mean, we have a guy built a big old house over there off of Lake, I think it's off of Lake Maddie.
Yeah.
And he's passed away now, but I remember his lady who basically did the pavers for him on his property. You know, they use all Brazilians.
Yeah.
The Brazilians do a great job with pavers. And I remember, you know, ICE, the immigration people, showed up over there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
It was like just I mean, all the workers just disappeared into the woods and into the groves. Because back then we still had groves. And it was crazy. I was, you know, they told me about it later. They said, yeah, it was just everybody got scared because they're going to be deported. This is 20 years ago. But the crazy part about it is you stop and look at it like that. Should that be who we are as the United States? I mean, the problem is that Biden didn't do this. The people that are running the Darien Gap, we've given you detail on who they were. Well, but the problem is Biden was too busy sitting in the basement eating ice cream, pooping on himself.
Well, and the thing is that I expect, though, and this is a degree of expectation and a degree of respect that I demand in the United States, and I'm not the only one that thinks this. If I come over to your house, you have a friend over your house, I'm going to try to be relatively respectful. I'm not going to kick my dirty boots off in your kitchen. I'm not going to go lay in your bed without taking a shower and then basically throw stuff everywhere and then run around and make a mess and, you know, get stuff all over the floor. Okay, by the way, thanks. I'll be back tomorrow to do the same thing. Why is it that you have some of these individuals that are coming here? They're coming to the best country in the entire world to escape their country that they're from. They refuse to learn English, and every time they get mad, they run around with their flag, run around telling everybody how much they hate America and how much they hate the United States.
And I've watched
that's a problem.
And I've watched them do this repeatedly. They go to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Bag out the window.
I've watched that.
I've watched it.
They've cut down on that in Florida now. There's massive fines for littering now. It's like $500 to $1,000 fine.
But they're throwing bags out the window.
I've seen four or five people in the car. So you start seeing bags just throw out of the door.
And I remember when that time we were down there in Puerto Vallarta, have you pronounced it, in Mexico, and we went horseback ride, remember? And remember, we had the horses were kicking through trash.
Yeah.
The streets were completely covered in trash. And then we got out to the beach and it was still clear. And that's what I told you guys. There were two guys with us that weren't off the cruise ship. And I asked them what they were doing. They pulled their coat back. They had machine pistols.
Yeah.
They were our security guards. They didn't want to have us abducted out in the hills out there in Mexico. So they made sure they put security with us.
So I guess the base of that is if you're going to come here, respect the house that you're coming to. Respect the opportunity that you have. Respect the people that you're going to be around. Respect the community you're going to be integrating to. And I think that's the biggest aspect. And I think that's why so many people have gotten such a negative attitude towards a lot of this immigration now. Because all it is constant disrespect. It's like, I'm here. You got to accept me now. I can do whatever I want to do. Basically, screw your entire culture.
I mean, if you're going to run the Puerto Rican flag, just go back to Puerto Rico.
No, exactly.
It's like the 51st state. Just get out of here.
There's some beautiful stuff in that country. Yeah. If it's great, then stay there.
Power doesn't work very much.
Yeah, but don't come here and tell everybody how amazing Puerto Rico is all the time and how much you hate the United States while you're sitting here getting everything from the United States. That's the biggest problem that I think everybody has. If people need to realize that, it'll go a lot smoother.
I've got a friend of mine went out with a Muslim.
Yeah.
Okay. And he thought he could make it work, but he was a Christian. And within 20 minutes, she had tore the United States down so bad, he took her back to the train.
Oh, yeah.
He said, done. And I told her, well, if you hate the United States so much, why are you here?
Why are you here? And that's like, I mean, it'd be like, yeah, it's like going over to Europe somewhere.
No,
and
yeah.
Then, and then the whole time over there, this country sucks. I don't know why I'm living here. This is horrible. Okay, well, you more jump back on a flight. No. You guys are giving me money. And I got credit cards. I got this and this and this. And I got all this free stuff. Why do I want to go back? Okay, then shut up. Nobody wants to listen to your mouth at all, period, under any circumstances. Be happy where you're at or go back to where you're from. That's my stance on it.
Scientists claims life on Earth was not random, but it was engineered.
There you go.
It's about time, isn't it? Of course, then it says theory has claimed the origins of life on Earth were delivered by God, who are transforming or terraforming the planet into a habitable world. Years ago, Robert Andres, a scientist, I'm changing some of this, what they're saying. I'm making it like it's supposed to sound. Robert Andres, a scientist from Imperial College of London, said that the building blocks of life on Earth might be too complex to have been formed naturally. Duh.
Yeah.
Remember my amoeba dance?
Yeah.
Meaning they would have needed something or someone to help kickstart the process. The idea known as panspermia suggests that aliens, this would be angels and God, might have sent... This is nonsense, too. He theorized it would have happened. That's nonsense, too. Okay.
You want me to get
I am really, really sorry that I read any of this. What they're saying basically is that life wasn't an accident here and we were put here. That's what they're trying to say with all this unbelievably other stupid stuff. Austin, what's your story?
Sorry. This is interesting now. They're tying in statins with an increase in GLP use drugs now. Two blockbuster drugs, one overlooked problem. This is a very interesting article. I'm going to post this. This is new research now. It says for decades, statins have been prescribed to tens of millions of Americans to lower cholesterol. Today, 1 in 3 adults are on statin drugs now.
Look at this.
Yes. However, new study published in Cell Metabolism suggests these drugs disrupt another part of the body's metabolism. Patients on Avastin, which is a statin drug, one of the most common statins, saw their levels of the GLP-1, the hormone mimicked by Ozempic and other weight loss drugs, drop by nearly half. The findings suggest that while statins lower cholesterol, they also nudge metabolism in the opposite direction, raising blood sugar and weight, both key drivers of heart disease. Early evidence hints the effects might be reversible with a simple supplement, yet the discovery has barely touched medical training or patient care. So they're saying is the more you use statins, the worse your blood sugar is off, the worse you're going to gain body fat, and the worse you're basically going to have your metabolism functioning.
Well, and the lower your sex drive is going to be, your testosterone is going to go to the floor.
But dude, did statins just not keep on giving? I mean, gosh.
If you have a copy of the book that I did with Sharon, the last book we put out is called Breakthrough Health. I list the top 10 drugs never to put in your body. And I give you all of the side effects, page after page after page. The number one in there, the number one product that never put into your body were statin drugs. They're that bad. If you're on statin drugs for like 37 years, you live like 2 days longer statistically.
And that's their skewed numbers they put together.
2 days. The reality is you die from so many diseases caused by the statins. I don't think you live any longer. I think you cut your life expectancy down. Plus, you lose your testosterone. You lose your hormones.
Mental acuity, muscle mass, energy, focus, brain fog. Now, blood sugar and body weight metabolism goes to crap, too.
Years ago, I had a TV evangelist, gosh, over 20 years ago. And he lost 40 pounds on my program. He drink and be healthy. And I'll never forget. You know, his mom contacted me and wanted to get on the same program he was on. And I put her on the same program. And all of a sudden, she starts having kidney problems. And she calls me up. She goes, I've got kidney problems. It's your fault. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. There is nothing that I've done that's going to affect your kidneys.
Yeah.
And I said, what else are you taking? And then she finally said, well, they put me on statin drugs about 6 months ago.
There you go.
And that causes what's known as skeletal muscle necrosis. In other words, the skeletal muscles start to die.
That's the kidneys have to process them.
And then all those fibers get into the blood, and they get plugged up in the kidneys, and then the kidneys start going into failure. Just thought I'd mention that. It's one of the side effects of statin drugs. That way you start having real bad muscle pain everywhere because your muscles are dying. Then you start having kidney problems. Why do you think there's so many dialysis centers all over the country now? You go down to Lakeland over to that.
They're everywhere.
It's because more than half the population are on some type of statin. It's unbelievable what they've done to us and the poisons they've put us on. Oh, it won't kill you overnight, but we sure make a lot of money while it kills you the next 20 years. I mean, unbelievable. Austin?
That's why I told Jason when he came in the office the other day to get some purple sticks, I told him, I said, that's the whole entire mantra with the medical industrial complex. They don't want to kill you with this stuff.
No.
They want to make millions and millions of dollars off you over the period of your life, and then that way they extract every penny they can.
I remember I had an article from the Financial Times I used to read at seminars, and it says their goal is to make cancer like diabetes.
Yep.
So they keep you on the cancer
treatable
drugs for years, if not decades, to massively increase profit. I used to read that all the time in front of the seminars. That's the goal of the petrochemical pharmaceutical corporations. They want to remember they have a fiduciary responsibility to their stockholders to create profit, and if they can keep you on a drug for as long as they possibly can, they're going to look at the crap that they did with OxyContin, with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family. They got fined $8 billion, but they made $100 billion. They opened these pill mills everywhere they were involved with.
We didn't know 8-hour controlled release oxycodone was going to be addictive.
Unbelievable.
Whoops. Sorry.
These pill mills that had doctors writing these prescriptions out.
Oh,
I knew this one lady, she and her husband, and they had people lined up around the block getting their fix.
Legal heroin.
Yeah.
It was. Legal morphine.
And they made millions of dollars on it. Suddenly, everybody's going to jail.
Yeah.
They show up and raid the place. And she flees to Russia with her husband. And
then suddenly we got the biggest boom of heroin entering the country in the Afghan war.
Well, yeah, and suddenly OxyContin shut off and everybody's going on the streets to fund the boom of heroin on the streets. I mean, unbelievable what they did. Oh, by the way, the Fed caused high inflation and the current job slump, according to this article. And it's a lot more than that. Both the recent spike in inflation and the current decline in U.S. jobs are in a very significant way the fault of the Federal Reserve. The Fed policy since 2001 revealed a nightmare pendulum effect. First, easy money and historic liquidity. Expansion fueled runaway inflation. Then rapid rate hikes hurt businesses and families as well as job creation, especially for small and medium-sized businesses. In 2021, the largest monetary expansion, remember this with COVID, the COVID stimulus checks, trillions of dollars, caused an inflationary burst that was particularly negative for the wage earners of small businesses. A massive rate hike exacerbated the negative impact. The August jobs report exposed the Fed's failure to balance its mandate. The Fed doesn't have a mandate. It does whatever it wants to do. It doesn't care. You can't even audit the wretched people. The Federal Reserve did not seem to read their own beige book that warned of widespread job market weakness for months. The Federal Reserve's beige book was first alerted of a weak job market in April 2025. Now, let me say something to you real quick about this. When you have a group of international banking cartel, Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferian synagogue of Satan people running your money supply like we had done to us in 1913, they do it through inflation. They do it through depression. They pump and dump. That's what they do. They pump and dump the stocks. They pump and dump the economy.
They make a ton of money on both sides.
My dad told me, he says, Ted, you can't even imagine what happened during the 20s and the 30s. He said, my dad was born a long time ago. And he said, it was unreal. Almost all the people who had family farms lost their farms because these giant agrochemical corporations owned by the people who owned the Fed came and started buying all the farmland. He said, hundreds of thousands of farms were sold and liquidated. It almost happened to my grandfather's farm.
Was everybody defaulted on their farm loans?
What happened is back in the early 20s, there was massive, massive gain in the stock market.
Right.
Okay. So the Fed started fueling that.
Yeah.
They started pumping all the money in, making loans super easy to get. So these farms have been paid for 50, 100 years.
They started leveraging
the farms to put the money into the market because they could make more money in the market than they could make farming. My grandfather did this. And all of a sudden now, then in 1929, they told all the bloodline families, by the way, we're about to contract the M1 money supply.
Dump it.
Okay? And what that's going to do, that's going to drop the stock market through the floor. We're going to have a massive recession. So you better get into something besides what you're in right now with the equities because you're going to lose everything. And they did. All the rich guys and all the families sold all their stock, and in 29 it fell. Well, when that happened, the money got so tight that nobody knew what to do anymore, and we had this massive depression in the United States. And that's when the family farms and the seizure. Remember, this is only about 20 years after they did the Federal Reserve Act. They were so stinking greedy, they couldn't wait 100 years. They had to make sure they got it in their generation. And they start stealing all the land, stealing all the homes, stealing everything. I remember one time my dad was talking to me about, he goes, when you buy a house, do you own it? And I said, oh yeah, of course you do. He said, not if you finance it, you don't. No. He said, the bank owns it. And he says, he saw the banks come in and liquidate these farms. And my grandfather, what he did, he had five kids and he gave every one of the kids I think 350 acres. He had a huge farm just to work it themselves because he couldn't afford to hire anybody so they could make the payments on it. And they all had to struggle. Now, they had plenty of food because they were on a farm, right? But the problem was they wanted to come in and seize all the land. This is what the Fed did. They contracted the M1 money supply, J.P. Morgan and the gang. And that's who they are. J.P. Morgan, he was just a cutout for the Rothschild banking cartels. You know, I mean, the first thing they did in Iraq when they went into Iraq was they put in a Federal Reserve controlled by the Rothschilds. Yeah. I guarantee you they got one in Syria now, too. They want to do it in Iran. The only problem is Iran gave a little surprise. They started dropping bombs all over them. Iran had enough of it. They weren't going to be destroyed. All of this stuff is very, very real. Read The Unseen Hand. It's a good book. You know, watch JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick on YouTube if you want to watch that video. The bankers control the world because they control the money. And when you control the money, you control commerce. When you control commerce, you control the economies. When you control the economies, you control the people's ability to buy and earn and have income and feed themselves, period. And that's when they dumped this. And so they're right about this. When they dumped that $7 trillion into the economy, they hyperinflate. That's why car prices went through the roof. Remember that also?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd go to Honda Accord was $20,000. Oh, it's got a $20,000 addendum on it.
Yeah, stupid.
And I have talked to so many people who basically bought cars. Remember we sat here on the show. We said, don't buy cars right now. They're too expensive. They're not worth the addendums. And I have gotten so many people contact me back and they're going, well, I bought a Ford Fiesta. You know, it was 5 years old. It had 100,000 miles on it. If I paid $25,000 for it, I'm like, the car didn't even sell for that brand new. The car's worth $5,000. Well, I still owe $18,000 on it. I'm like, great. Then this is where it is. And the people have to work for years and years, Austin, to pay the cars off that are worth nothing when they get them paid off.
Well, that was the problem is that everybody thought it was never going to end. They thought the carousel was never going to stop. The musical chairs party wasn't going to come to an ever finalization.
Well, and then Barack Obama, the gay Kenyan who's married to a dude, according to Joan Rivers. He basically did the Cash for Clunkers program. Everybody's like, oh, it's great. I got a car that's worth $200. I'm going to get $3,500 on trade.
Yeah.
Well, what it did, it took all the old cars off that young people need to have to buy that were very reliable because they weren't completely covered up in pollution control equipment and didn't have OnStar and they couldn't be tracked. It took all those cars off the market. Well, you very rarely ever see the old cars anymore.
About a lot of those old cars, too. And you know as well as I do, I've worked on them. The parts on those cars are usually dirt cheap.
Oh, yeah.
You need to fix them with a $100 part.
Well, no, you open the engine compartment. There's an engine.
Yeah.
Okay? It's got a fan belt with an alternator. It's got a water pump. That's it. There's no AC. There's no power windows. There's no OnStar. And, you know, it's got a, you know, 4 or 5 speed transmission in it. And you sit there, you go, it's kind of bulletproof. There's nothing to this. I mean, I used to take my Monte Carlo. I had a 73 Monte Carlo. So I used to change the plugs and the points and everything.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
No.
You can't even reach them. Half the cars now, you got to dismantle the whole bottom of the car trying to get to the plugs.
Well, no. There was some. I was talking to a buddy the other day with a Chevy dealership, and they had a truck come in. The batteries died on it. And if the batteries die on the new trucks now, the batteries die, and you got to get new ones in there. You have to have the whole entire ECU, like, reflashed and all the codes pulled off of it because the check engine light goes on. You can't even change the battery on the newer vehicles now without having to take it to the dealership, have all the codes cleared on it because the check engine light's on. That's how crazy they're getting. And the problem with it is then the EPA, they've gone in and just had this gone nuts since 2008 under Obama, like you said, and they've gone in and put all these pollution controls, and now the vehicles aren't – they're not even able to be remotely reliable anymore. At all. I mean, the old diesel trucks, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 miles was your base number.
Well, old diesel technology is so simple. You start it, you got to shut the fuel to turn it off.
Yeah, I ran into one of my old buddies I've known for Auburndale for years, and he has a 2002 Duramax Cat Eye, 2003. He's got 650,000 miles on his work truck. He's like, dude, I put a new transmission in it. You know, basically put a new turbo on it a little ways back and put another tune on it. It runs great. 650,000 miles.
But they're so simple.
You can't do that in any new trucks now. 100,000 miles, they're gone.
No spark plugs, nothing on a diesel. It's great.
Just keep running.
Injectors, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can let them run and put fuel cells on the back and just drive them across country and never even turn them off. Leave the AC in the truck running.
So the Fed caused high inflation in the current job slump? Yep, they did. That's exactly right. But the reality is it was done on purpose.
Yeah.
They did it on purpose to seize more stuff. Is that, you know, the guys who breathe the free air, okay? These guys, they don't ever get enough. It's the greed. Yeah. Remember, Jesus said it this way. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with money. You got to pay your bills. You got to feed yourself. You got to feed the family.
You got to have commerce. To build
commerce.
Things have to trade. Yeah, it's part. It's always been around.
And that's one of the reasons, by the way, that dollars, the gold's now $3,600 an ounce, almost for $3,700 an ounce.
What's happening is now, too, is they can only suppress it so far, even in the paper markets, because so many people are realizing now that the metals. See, you got to remember, you go all the way back to early, early biblical times, even recorded history, even if you don't even bring the Bible into it, gold and silver have been used for currency.
Stable.
Thousands of years. The longest used currency in mankind's history.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what they do. Here's what they've done, and it's not working as well anymore. They used to run naked shorts of the silver in the gold market because remember, they changed it with COMEX, and they allowed you to fulfill the contracts in dollars and not gold and silver. It used to be you had to fill it in gold and silver. You don't have to do that anymore. So what they would do, if gold was at, you know, 500 an ounce or whatever, $1,000 an ounce, and they wanted to keep it down, they would sell gold and then sell 100,000 ounces that they didn't even have, by the way, you know, for
short the market.
They short the market, and they wouldn't put a bottom on the short. In other words, it would force the price down, and they did that every stinking day to keep the market
down.
And
then when they had to settle the contract, they didn't take 1,000 or 100,000 ounces of gold. They would settle it basically in paper.
In dollars.
Once they allowed to do that, cash, or digital cash, you could say, wire transfer.
And finally, people have begun to realize that the gold's not out there, that they're basically trading anymore.
Well, they said that. There was something the other day. They said if every American went out and bought like 1 ounce of gold, 1 ounce of gold. That was it. Every American went out and bought 1 ounce of gold. The entire market would be over $10,000 an ounce overnight.
That night,
Because all of a sudden, all the places that sold gold would go, we don't have any more gold right now. Everybody's bought an ounce. Okay, when do you get more? We can't get any more. There's no more floating around right now. We're trying to get more.
They said the entire world supply of gold would fit in an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the entire world.
Out of Fort Knox.
Yeah. By the way, Republican bill now is allowing utility companies to limit consumers' energy usage.
There you go.
Wait a minute. Proposed legislation has not passed yet, would allow utility companies to temporarily limit the amount of customers' energy used during peak demand. By the way, they're already doing this if you give them permission to do it. They'll shut off your hot water heater.
Your thermostat's the big one now they do.
Oh, yeah. And it said all these names I can't pronounce. The measure, which has not been signed into the committee, creates a voluntary demand response program. Under the program, customers would opt to allow utilities to temporarily adjust energy usage during the periods of high demand. I don't know why they're talking about this. They already do it. Yeah. They're talking about thermostat settings and cycling hot water heaters.
They want to do a full takeover on it. That's the overall goal. Is they want to get every house in the entire world, entire country, entire United States under the smart system so they can control and basically dictate what your house builds. Because remember, the electric grid can't handle what they're trying to push on, especially with all these vehicles, EV vehicles.
And here's what they said. They said they've got a very unenthusiastic reception. It says they've already done this in California and in Florida, too, I may add. One commentator posted, monopolistic utilities with cyclical corruption and colluding with government essentially makes them government entities and uncontrolled, out-of-control monopolies.
There you go.
Okay? And well, it's opt for now. My smart thermostat has a lot of nice features, but I mostly leave it on the Wi-Fi off. Smart move. Well, to be fair, it's a voluntary program, another posted, and you would have to have a smart thermostat, so I don't think this is going to be a big deal. But the reality is that they want it to be a big deal, because why? Because we, the citizens of the United States, we don't deserve to drive a car, according to Klaus Schwab. We don't deserve to have our own car, and we sure don't have the right to be cool in the middle of summertime in Florida when it's 100 degrees outside. We have to open the doors and the windows, let the mosquitoes and the gnats in. Okay, and make sure all the doors swell up because they can't, basically they got all this moisture on them. And so that's what we have to do. Then we get to lay there in bed at night staring at the ceiling dripping sweat. I did that when I was a kid. It was awful.
Well, what the goal is to do, and this is the early phase, guys. You got to understand, this is what they're doing right now. The electric prices have gone through the roof in the United States everywhere.
Especially Florida.
They've intentionally manipulated the market.
That's because guess who owns the electric companies?
Exactly.
Now? BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard.
When they started coming in, it was like 2-3 years ago, and there was a bunch of stuff that happened with the county and the city and everything else in Florida because they went nuts. A bunch of even commissioners went nuts because TECO started raising stuff up 10, 15, 20%, which is absurd. Absurd how high they're raising prices. Well, what they want to be able to do is they want to start controlling the thermostat so they can restrict how much power you have, but still continue to increase the prices higher and higher and higher. So they want to make you more used to getting hot, 80, 85 degree thermostats, the max you could go down, X amount of water. You only get a hot water heater for 5 minutes, but your bill's still $600, $700, $800 every month for electric. That's where they want to move it. So they get you more and more conditioned to being a peasant and more conditioned to paying more and more money. That's the spread that they're doing on this now.
You know, when we were kids, most of the houses in Florida didn't have AC.
No.
We'd have ceiling fans. We'd open windows.
Open windows with screens on them.
You know, and so now that's the way it was at my mom's house. And when I was young, you know, she was scared she was going to break in the house in the middle of the night, so she would let us open the windows. Now, mind you, she had her little 5,000 AC, you know, BTU air conditioner in her room.
Oh, did she?
The kids just sit in the other rooms, just drip sweat all night. Finally, I cut the windows open with a knife. You cut the paint because they're all painted closed. And I opened them up, and I put a box fan in one window pulling air in, a box fan in the other window pulling out, and it blew right across.
That cools down pretty good.
Yeah, well, then at night when it gets into the 70s, it cools out pretty nice. Yeah. And it was kind of noisy, but it was better than sitting in the sweat. Yeah. And then finally you start to realize that that's where they want us all going back to. Well, that's a problem.
No.
How about I don't want to do that? How about my fan, my windows, my bedroom won't even hold a box header, not big enough. That'd be awful. Just sitting there sweating all night. It's all, you know, that's just horrible. You know, now that's why I love the wintertime. Because in Florida you don't have to worry about the heat. Now, oh, by the way, 72% of flying insects have been lost in the past 20 years.
I believe that.
Now,
I'm not missing some of them. But
well, no, we used to have these love bugs, right? They're pretty much gone now.
You notice that. The love bug season, granted, they chewed your paint up, so I'm not complaining much about it. But you are right, though. They always, every season, they're getting less and less and less and less and less.
And what they're doing here, they're blaming it on climate control, right?
Oh, yeah,
which is complete nonsense. What it is, it's all of the use of the pesticides and all of the crops and all of the stuff they're doing to these animals, these insects. And probably a lot of it has to do with all the aluminum they're spraying with the chemtrails. And these bugs and things are basically going into plants and stuff and eating this stuff, you know, trying to pollinate. And it's becoming a problem. You know, what did Albert Einstein, I think it was Einstein, who said that when the honeybee goes away, we go away.
Yeah.
Because we can't pollinate the crops anymore. But, you know, we'll find something else. Remember the guy yesterday said we need to start eating humans.
That was pretty bizarre.
A guy out of Sweden. I mean, you know, That's a weird guy. I'd have to go look in his freezer to find out what he's eating.
Yeah, I think somebody needs to go investigate him.
Yeah, what a mess. What is this?
This is another article came out now. It says why 80% of the U.S. are deficient in magnesium.
That's probably higher than that. If you don't supplement, you're deficient.
It says deficiency is often misdiagnosed because it does not show up in blood tests. Only 1% of the body's magnesium is in the blood. Most doctors and labs don't even include magnesium status in routine blood work. Considered by a statement by Dr. Norman Shealy, a neurosurgeon, said every known illness is associated with magnesium deficiency. That's what she's saying.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So every known illness.
Every known illness is associated with magnesium deficiency. And that magnesium is the most critical mineral required for electrical stability of every cell in the body. A magnesium deficiency may be responsible for more diseases than any other nutrient.
I believe that. I know
that's
what it does. I know
she's a neurosurgeon.
Well, the thing about it is I know that with the brain fog that I used to get when I used the magnesium thionate, the magnesium brain food, I don't get that anymore. And I take a lot of it every day because I like the way it tastes.
Yeah.
But the reality is you can't really get too much magnesium because your kidneys excrete it extremely easily.
It says magnesium deficiency is so largely overlooked, millions of Americans suffer needlessly or having their symptoms treated with expensive drugs when they could be cured with magnesium supplementation.
Restless leg syndrome.
And imagine that, though. You think about it. How many drugs are used to treat symptoms for people that could probably be taken care of with just magnesium?
Yeah.
Like restless leg syndrome. That's almost always magnesium deficiency.
Same thing when you start having fast heart rates.
Yeah.
It's almost always.
It says
magnesium.
Hunger and thirst signs. One has to recognize the signs of magnesium, thirst, and hunger on their own. It says really something much more subtle than hunger or thirst, but it's comparable. In a world where doctors and patients alike do not even pay attention to thirst, an important issue is hydration, it is hopeful that many will find recognizing and paying attention to magnesium, thirst, and hunger. And it talks about that. There's certain symptoms you start having when you start having magnesium deficiency, and can also disturb sleep, stress level, whole host of different things. So I'm going to post this article on the website, let you guys look at it. But it's another reason why this is probably one of the number one selling products we have, because it's got the magnesium malate in it, and it's got the magnesium chelated glycinate, and it's got a huge dose of magnesium thionate, which is a blood-brain.
Magnesium deficiency can affect virtually every organ system in the body. With regard to skeletal muscle, one may experience twitches, cramps,
yep,
restless leg syndrome, muscle tension, muscle soreness, including backaches, neck pain, tension headaches, and jaw or TMJ dysfunction. Also, one may experience chest tightness or a peculiar sensation that he can't take a deep breath. Sometimes a person may sigh a lot, all magnesium symptoms. Yeah. Sigh. But you know, it's so funny. You start telling this to the doctor, we got to go do a stress test.
Yeah.
Let's put you on a treadmill. Well, now you really don't need to be on a treadmill if you got a magnesium deficiency because your heart can't be right.
Exactly right. Oh. Well, I remember I had a good friend of mine, and they were having an issue with their eye, a real light eye twitch, especially after they were working out at the gym. And I gave them this, went on it, within 3 days, gone. Eye twitch gone. Never came back.
By the way, this is actually good news. Postal traffic into the U.S. plunges by more than 80%.
Postal traffic into the U.S.?
From all these people who were getting those exceptional rules for $800 or less on parcels.
Oh, yeah, the crazy. Mm-hmm. How you get some off China. You get from eBay from China, be like 80 cents from like Chinese postal. We are subsidizing it.
Yeah. And postal traffic in the United States has plunged by more than 80% after the Trump administration ended tariff exemption for low-cost imports, the United Nations Postal Agency said on Saturday. So hopefully what this is going to do is going to make the post office more efficient. So it's going to cut back on the amount of over traffic they're getting in from other countries.
Well, that was the biggest issue. And I was told that by one of the post office guys we talked to a while back ago is, you know, because we ship stuff priority mail and we ship stuff UPS and we ship stuff DHL Express. DHL Express for our international customers, you guys love that one. I mean, I can get stuff from Florida to Australia in like 3 to 5 business days.
That's crazy.
That's insane. I mean, it's faster than the post office.
It used to be 6 weeks.
I mean, the post office can't even get my packages to California that fast. I mean, UPS does, and we have the VIP shipping as well, the expedited VIP, which we do a lot of now because people want stuff expressed.
And honestly, guys, we don't really make any money with that at all.
Sometimes I lose money on it, but what it does is it gets the package A, it puts you to the front of the line, and then we get it, and it usually goes out second day air, sometimes 3 day select if you're in a really rural place, sometimes next day air. It's variable depending on where you're at. You know, we had one customer, he was out in Arizona, and out in Arizona. And it was, I think it was like 3 days to get out there with VIP, and he was still happy with it. But it was like, dude, I'm looking at where it's going now. It's like this truck, rural delivery area out here. But it got out to him. And so be aware of that. The post office, though, should start running more efficiently because we were massively subsidizing these international packages coming in from China for next to nothing. I mean, they're like 80 cents, 90 cents, a dollar. Sustainable.
It's time to pick on Germany again.
Deutschland.
Deutschland. Over half of Berlin's new police recruits can't even speak German.
Are you serious?
How do you talk to the people there? For some reason, Germany loves recruiting migrants to the police force in the name of diversity. Jeez. In 2022, roughly 42% of police recruits who took the most common path into Berlin's police force were migrants or came from migrant families.
Gosh.
Wow.
They are ruining that country.
Deutschland's done. What's more, Berlin is the only German state where the portion of new police recruits with a migration background matches or exceeds the city's own population. Now, shocker, 55% of Germany's new police don't even speak German. Okay, wait a minute.
How does that work, dude?
No. Okay. Darf ich ein Fragen stellen? I don't know what you just said, but I don't speak German. I'm going to arrest you because you are an absolute nutbag. I ask you if I could ask you a question. Oh. What do you want to ask me? Do you speak German? No.
How's that supposed to function as
law enforcement? Fragestellen means, may I ask you a question? So if the German citizen walks up to the cop and says, can I ask you a question? I'm going to arrest you.
Yeah.
You cursed me.
You're threatening me.
I ask you if I can ask you a question. You got to speak to me in Lebanese.
Yeah,
I don't speak Lebanese. I speak German. We're in Berlin.
We're in Germany.
Unbelievable.
We're Berlin. Gosh, man, they're ruining Deutschland, man. It's sad.
It was the last chance we had of ridding the world of the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan.
And, you know, a lot of people may not agree with me on this, but I think in some cases the boys that love to breathe free air, they want to make an example of what happens when you throw them out of a country for their just horrific banker ways. They've made an example of Germany.
Oh, they destroyed Germany. And then they had Eisenhower coming with his death camps to starve millions of German soldiers to death.
Germany nationalized the debt. They want to get rid of the banker boy. They started throwing the bankers out.
Well, no, what they did is they got rid of debt-free currency, debt-based currency. They started printing their own debt-free money.
Yeah.
That's the way they could fight World War II, basically, without having debt, because they saw what happened to them in the Weimar Republic with the first one. Now, you gotta do some research on the history here. Read The Bad War by Michael King.
That's a good idea.
Okay, we're almost out of time.
Guys, if you guys need anything, Team Health Masters, make sure you're setting up if you want your subscription. Be sure to check it out on the new site. Super easy, simplistic, easy to update on there for you guys. Whoa, that's a really close photo. And if you guys also, too, if you're watching the show, you're using the new site, thank you. If you're using the old site, start switching over because I am going to start phasing it out pretty soon here. And also, too, be sure to get the product of the week, Magnesium Brain Food. Focus, memory, stress relief, probably one of the best formulas that we have on the market, on sale right now for product of the week over at Team Health Masters. So be sure to check that out and all the other best sellers. And protocol kits. I just like clicking buttons on here.
You do. How you have fun with that? I notice he didn't let me even touch the computer.
No,
it's awful.
We don't let him touch the computer on there. The other one too, really popular one. The Ultimate Focus Stack, the Extreme Stress Relief Kit, Ultimate Morning Kit. This is a really popular one. We got to get some more Fit Food from the office. We've both consumed all of it.
I had vanilla Fit Food.
You had vanilla.
Today.
Yeah, the vanilla's not bad with the also the purple stick.
I threw a purple stick in it. So
you do chocolate or vanilla are both good with it, though. That's a really cool kit under $100 with the Fit Food Whey Protein and the purple stick. We actually got a review on there with it. Okay, outstanding product. If you want the micronutrient product and both the protein and powder, acai powder, hands down, the most superior on the market. I read that one the other day. Great review on here. So be sure to check it out. And also, to sign up for the podcast. All you got to do is click the podcast. And you can sign up for the weekly emails, get updates. This is a really big one. Name, last name, email. Click the Brewer Show and the Health Masters right there and subscribe and get those articles, get the show notes, get everything. What are you laughing about? Write to your email. No, what'd you do now?
Funny. I'm about to put it on the show here. Here's a picture. Guy on a motorcycle. I'm concerned about all the cell towers going up everywhere. Trust the plan. Trump is playing five-dimensional chess.
It's talking
about all of the oligarchs that he had lunch with and dinner with at the White House. And it said the name of the article is Dining with the Devils.
Ooh.
That's pretty rough.
Well, I can't tell you how many people during COVID contacted me and brought up the stuff with the 5G towers.
I know.
Everybody that was awake started seeing them pop up all over the place. And it was like nobody could figure out who was putting them up, the contractors who were doing it. It was like bam, 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 bam. They had all the systems, all the 5G towers, everything already in place, ready to install right when everybody locked down during COVID. That was wild.
Oh, by the way, I love you guys. Thank you for your support of Health Masters. If you weren't here, Well, we wouldn't be here.
No.
I hope you pull up. Thank you for putting up with our jokes sometimes.
Shenanigans.
Sometimes they're pretty bad. Sometimes they're okay. I love you guys. Thank you for praying for